The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Hello, and welcome to the Gates of Heaven. My name is Caleb Easton, and I'll be your St. Peter for the day. Congratulations on making it to heaven. Well, almost. We have a few routine questions for you before we let you in.
See, I didn't realize people played St. Peter. I thought St. Peter was just like a guy.
It's a job.
It's a job. Oh, okay.
St. Peter is a type addle. What the hell?
What?
Addle. Oh, my God.
Yeah, hey, I just... JPC?
What the hell?
What the Aaron, hell are you doing up here?
Wait, what? Where's Aaron?
Where's Aaron?
Wait, we're dead?
Okay.
We're dead together, and Aaron's not here?
Did we die during a live show?
I mean, no fucking way, because Aaron, with her constitution, she would be the first to go.
Well, either she went to hell, she went to purgatory, or she's still alive? She's still hanging on?
Wait a second. Maybe it's one of those things where, you know, like we died at different times, but since we're like soulmates, we got to heaven at the same time or something. So what's the last thing you remember before you died?
Well, I remember for our live show, I set up a Mark Summers Double Dare-esque course. So I remember sliding down a mouthful of slime trying to grab a red flag, and then everything went black.
Okay.
Oh, can I posit something? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just trying to think of what my last memory was.
Oh, yeah. What's the last thing you remember on Earth?
My last memory was like you got super drunk and you were trying to slide in our hotel room. I'm assuming you put the bed next to the window. You were trying to slide out the window. And I think I rushed to stop you and you said, "Don't touch me. I'm Double Dare Rich."
Were you wearing a red shirt? Memory.
What's that?
Were you wearing a red shirt?
I may have been. I mean, I'm wearing a red shirt now. Is that what you're cluing into?
Oh, I'm naked. Why am I naked?
Well, if you remember my memory.
I was drunk. I was totally drunk. Here's what I think maybe happened to Aaron. Maybe Aaron was smart and she has like TSA pre-check for heaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like you don't have to go through this bullshit. So no offense.
Caleb, did you say it was Caleb?
Caleb?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to rush people. There is a line behind the two of you though.
Speaking of rush, look who's behind us, Neil Peart. Neil, what happened?
You're not allowed to talk to any celebrities in line.
Okay, that's fine. Wild that he's one after us. Well, you would think there'd be millions of common people. Well, common sounds rude. Million of regular. Well, regular is still a weird term.
I'm not supposed to tell you this, but you hit him when you slid out that building. What's up?
I landed on Neil Peart and I died first. That doesn't make sense. He must have strong shoulders.
JPC, maybe you had a question?
Maybe he's carrying like an instrument. Like, maybe you got speared on the instrument, and he just, like, well, maybe he died of grief
drumsticks
or something. No, I appreciate you, you know, enforcing the rule with us talking to Neil Peart, but we're also, like, I mean, we're like minor podcast celebrities, so if other people try to talk to us, I'm sure you'll enforce the same rule as well, right, to respect us,
we are,
correct?
We're quote-unquote celebrities.
I mean, I don't have that written down.
In the loosest sense of the word, can you check? Is there a list of celebrities that you have? Or
I am looking.
Because I changed my name when I was 20, so I could be under a different name or just any.
No. Nope.
Can you search by the podcast, maybe? Or
Hey, Riddle Riddle is the name of our show.
Sorry.
Are you a listener? Are you a fan? Did you want a picture or something? St. Peter? Why are you rolling your eyes? Is there
Saint
sarcasm?
Peter, what was your thing? I'm so sorry. We're both dead.
Right.
We're both dead, and you are...
I feel no certain way about.
Yeah.
And you are?
My name is Caleb Easton, but I'm St. Peter for the day. We rotate shifts.
Fun
8-hour shifts. I'm St. Peter right now.
And St. Peter do? Or 8 hours? Is there 24 hours in heaven is my question.
There's actually 30, and that's usually, I know, it's a bug in people's bonnet. It's too close to be, like, reasonable. I know, and I know that, and we get that note all the time.
The other big problem I have is that 30 is not divisible by 8. So these 8-hour shifts, are all over the fucking place. Like, they're, it sounds like hell. It sounds honestly like, is this hell?
No,
this is that's good.
Is this a trick? Is this like some sort? It's a facade, and we'll kick down the gates, and it'll be flames behind it or something.
People always assume that, especially since the TV show The Good Place. Okay, sir, please don't kick the pearly gates,
sir.
Again, it's not guaranteed that you get into heaven. It's not guaranteed. Just because you're in line for heaven, you still have to pass this test. Since you guys seem to be buddies, I'll ask you these questions together.
Hey,
so,
hey, Caleb.
Yep.
This is just feedback. If there's a test involved, you have to be upfront about that, because I've just been kind of assuming this whole time. I would have been acting completely differently if I thought that there was still a chance that I couldn't get into heaven.
Yeah, I would have
back
been
to beginning of script. This is exactly what I said when you arrived. Hello, and welcome to the gates of heaven.
Give me that.
Hey,
to the gates of heaven.
Caleb, your energy, by the way,
Easton.
Your energy is awful. You're never going to get people to be engaged with you in what you're saying if that's the way that you're delivering it. You need some pep. You need some oomph. Is there coffee in heaven?
Is there
coffee?
Dude,
I have to make quota, okay? And if you are the only two I get done in this 8-hour period, I'm screwed. So can you please?
Sounds like you're incentivized to just let us in. Maybe we get an instant pass. Is there a grading curb? Is there a curb?
Let's begin.
I thought it was curve.
What's the worst thing you've ever done? Don't lie, because we know.
I'm so sorry. Hold on, St. Peter. Hold on, St. Peter. I'm so sorry. It's grading curb?
If you're in Indiana, you just say curb.
So you pull up to a grading curb?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Now, wait, Caleb, I just watched you take a sip of coffee. So you have had coffee.
Yeah, there is coffee here.
Okay.
You can't have any. You haven't been let in yet because you haven't passed the test. And if I'm being honest, if I was in charge, I would pull the lever right now and you'd be in hell. But
how does Neil Peart have coffee? How did Neil Peart get coffee? That's my question.
He's Neil Peart. I'm not going to not give him coffee. He's a celebrity. Sucks.
Looking around the line, Caleb, I'm looking pretty far back. I don't see any Muslims. I mean, just by optics alone. What's going on with that?
I know the optics look bad. That's just coincidence. None of them have died in the last 20 minutes. Which, like, you know, pretty good
seems
for
hard
them.
To believe.
Statistically, I think there's more Muslims in the world than any other. I mean,
I believe so.
It just seems like there would be... Yeah.
So you're mad that they're having a good day with fewer deaths? You wish more of them were dying?
Don't put this on me. I don't run this place.
What's the worst thing you've done? Don't lie, because we know.
Worst thing I've ever done? Probably, gun in my head, I'd probably say how I've treated you in the last 8 minutes, Caleb.
Now, does that count, Caleb? Because is it since we died?
Oh, is it pre-death?
Like, do we get a free pass on everything we're doing right now?
No. All right, let's move on. What's the nicest thing you've ever done for a stranger?
Ooh, probably land on Neil Peart, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
No offense. I think Rush's music just
sucks. None taken. Not offensive to me. I don't know why you would think of it. The nicest thing I've ever done. Oh, so there was one time where someone was at a stoplight and they threw a bag of trash, I think it was like a McDonald's bag, out of their car window. And I walked up and I threw it right back in their car window and it exploded all over their car.
Sorry, I think you misunderstood the question. What's the nicest thing you've ever done for a stranger?
I guess the earth isn't a stranger then, because me saving the earth, I guess that's just me helping a friend? No.
Yeah. Caleb, I'd say probably the nicest thing I've ever done for anyone is... I guess for Hey Riddle Riddle listeners, I don't have boundaries, so I just let them walk all over me. That's kind of
nice. That sort of feels like a you. Yeah, okay. Scribble. Have you ever drowned a raccoon on your property?
Hold on. God's never going to be able to read that. I looked at those scribbles. God's going to be able to read those scribbles?
Are you sure you want to be insulting God right now?
Oh, we're insulting you, Caleb.
First of all, God would agree I'm insulting you, Caleb.
Read the gates.
No, he wouldn't.
Wow, Caleb. Wow. Okay.
I don't
make the rules. So God's a man and there are no Muslims here in heaven.
Interesting.
You can't turn this on me. Did you ever have a podcast, and did it involve any of the following topics, discussions, or proper nouns? Whoa. Dating tips for men, exploiting true crime cases, Joe Rogan, dangerous diets, dangerous medical information, golf, men who like the sound of their own voice, white women making themselves the victim when it isn't about them, celebrity gossip that's boring, talking badgers, pop music, riddles, improv, or piss.
Man, those last four really fucked us because it was, well, now here's the thing, Caleb. Can one have a podcast? I mean, a podcast is bigger than any
one. Don't look around at everyone in the line sort
of smugly. Neil Peart was nutting.
Let's pull the
audience. Neil Peart thought that was smart.
He's giving us a thumbs up.
See? We killed him.
Being sarcastic. He's being sarcastic. You killed him and you think he's on your side? Unbelievable. Do you act with good intentions or do you find yourself being malicious?
I act with good intentions until I snap, I guess.
Here's my thing.
That's honest, at least.
Isn't Neil Peart, didn't he die like a couple years ago?
The advice we give is don't look to your right, don't look to your left. Let's focus because you really only get one chance to come into heaven. This is not something where you can like apply again. Once you mess up, you don't get into heaven.
Hold
okay?
on, I still have my phone. Let me see.
Are you getting service?
Who are you with?
AT&T?
There's no Wi-Fi unless... Is there a Wi-Fi code you can share with me, Caleb?
Not yet. Until you get in.
Then I'm on data.
I can see you finishing a game of Candy Crush.
January 7th, 2020.
Wait, is the Wi-Fi up here thank heaven for little girls? Is that really what you're going with?
So who is this behind us? He looks like Neil Peart.
It is him. It just takes some people longer to get up here.
Oh, okay,
one wanted you. This is bad, but you were going to be too scary, too disturbing of ghosts. So normally let people haunt around for a couple years, but we thought better not with you two. Feels like you would immediately abuse that power.
So that's basically we did have TSA pre-check. We
sort
had to skip ghost. Yeah, we came right here.
We didn't have to take our shoes off.
People love ghosts. People love that phase of dying. It's a lot of people's favorite.
Neil Peart, giving me maybe the opposite impression.
He's giving a thumbs down.
Big thumbs down for Peart.
Right into
his coffee.
And
then, Adel, you came out of that window with so much force that you hit Neil Peart the ghost, and it killed you and him again. You were supposed to be a ghost few years.
I was going so fast, I killed a ghost. Can I go back to Earth and brag and put that on my tombstone? That's an incredible phrase.
Can we go back
and make that the nicest thing he's ever done for a stranger?
Are you a forgiving person? Can you give me an example?
Okay. I'm a forgiving person, but I'm not a forgetting person.
I think we all forgave your bad attitude at the start of this, Caleb.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
I think that's, I mean, if we're counting the things, the recency bias, obviously.
I have a front-facing public position in my job. I stand all day. You want me to smile, too?
Is Dr. Scholes in heaven?
Purgatory. Did not know what to do with him. Could not decide.
There's a purgatory. So it's not a pass-fail here. There's a purgatory and then there's a retest, I'm assuming, right?
Well, purgatory is for our most just mind-numbing, impossible cases that we cannot solve.
I forgot that Dr. Scholes made insoles for the Germans. I forgot
exactly.
All about that. Caleb,
I'm going to go ahead and apologize and see if this is worthy of forgiveness. I have been taking sips out of your coffee, and you are empty. So,
Caleb, one time, she's not here. I don't know if you'd know her name. This woman on Earth, her name was Erin Keefe. She's a human Earthling, not Muslim. Or Canadian. One time she spilled hot, hot, hot soup on my feet when I was wearing sandals. And I was so pissed. And for like 5 minutes, I was just screaming. And then I sat back down and I forgave her. And I truly forgave her because I was just like, let's move on.
Flip to the page. Let's see. You said, a curse on you, your home, and your loved ones. I shall never forgive you.
It was a joke.
Is the quote we're seeing.
Does it show how I said it? Because I was like, a curse on you and your family.
There are some things that it doesn't matter how you say it. It's just bad. But that seems, I mean, Caleb, that's context dependent.
That's context.
Like, if he said it in a funny voice.
I guess what we're saying is if you're constantly doing bits, it's not good when you get to the pearly gates.
Well.
DBZ, run, DBZ, I mean, run.
Light.
As you can tell, you're running in place.
You landed on Neil Peart's ghost again.
Oh, he disappeared.
Well,
he went back to Earth.
He's back in the line. He's way back there.
Sorry, Neil.
That
sucks
okay.
for him. Oh, he can speak to us.
Wow.
He's not supposed to.
We can't speak to celebrities. Celebrities can speak to us.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Okay, gotcha. And to be clear, we have not been speaking to Neil Peart. We have just been talking to him at him, right?
Ooh,
like, it's not a conversation.
Heaven is a place on Earth. Ooh, I said the second part first. Whoops.
Yeah.
I'm going to start filling out your form with a red pen now. Oh. I'm just feeling like this is going badly. You guys think this is going bad, right?
I'm having fun.
This is one of my best conversations.
Is the red pen blood of Christ?
Shh. Yes.
Okay.
All right. What's your favorite color?
No Muslims, and the pen is blood of Christ.
Green.
Interesting. Purple.
Heaven green.
And I'm sorry, nice. Royal purple.
Oh, nice. I just want to say something about religion. We got somebody from every religion here.
What do you
we
use this microphone?
Let me just, y'all ever talk about religion on stage?
Uh-oh.
Y'all, we got every religion here.
You have
half
one
the people
person
needs
from
religion.
Every religion? That's not a bragging point. It sounds like a diversity
sounds like a quota.
Hire.
Yeah.
I will say, no, I shouldn't say that. Declining rate of Christians up here.
Okay.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay.
They sort of are Christian by name only on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Christian
but that's
Slater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and two more. And the two or three more.
Yeah, guys named Christian. Not batting 1,000 down there.
Mm-hmm. Christian Leitner. He's
I almost said
hell.
Santa,
he's
but his name hell. Is Christmas, not Christian.
His name is not Christian. Who told you that?
His name is Christmas Claus.
Have you ever gotten stoned and watched the Teletubbies?
The pass. Movie or the play?
The movie? The play?
Then pass. Then just pass. How many skips do we get?
One.
Caleb, what are you, like 48? 50? Early 50s?
27.
Oh, yikes.
Yikes, Mikes.
Crow's feet. I don't know
you
why.
Just You're said 27? That out loud to me? What are you doing?
I realize in heaven when I think something, it just falls out of my mouth.
Yeah, you have
no,
one chance.
That's been the case. That's been the case on Earth for a while, too. I'm sorry to say.
Were you stubborn? Were you stubborn?
Were you? Were you?
Yeah, I guess.
I refuse to answer.
You can't skip all of them. Adel, were
okay.
you stubborn?
Put us both down for yes.
Mm-hmm, big yeses.
Were you kind to your family?
Now, the concept of family, now that's interesting because are we talking about found family or are we talking about the people who we happen to share the same blood with?
Are we talking about family?
Were you kind to either?
No, but I was certainly more kind to one of them.
Found family?
No.
All right. Again, I respect your honesty, JPC. How many times have you union busted?
Well,
busting
makes me feel good.
Jinx.
You owe me a soda as soon as we get into heaven.
Oh, is there soda?
Oh, no soda in heaven.
Perfect. I don't drink it.
Oh, is it like that aspartame free or what's that bullshit?
We have seltzer.
What's that gross soda? Seltzer. That's what it is.
Diet Coke?
Yeah.
If we looked into your internet history, what would we find? Teletubbies porn, you pervert.
Is this a list?
It's a multiple
a,
choice with just the A?
Yeah.
So I guess you already know.
Yeah, I mean,
first
you know.
All,
you just want me to confirm that your information is correct.
Yeah, and I'll just say that I do have a You Pervert subscription, but it is it's just something I pay for because it's so hard to cancel, but I don't even use it anymore.
I never even realized it's pronounced porn tub, short for porn Teletubbies.
Do you feel closer together now that you know that you both were watching Teletubbies porn?
No,
we
assumed.
Do it together.
We assumed that we were doing it together.
Before this moment, did you believe in the afterlife?
I believed in that song, Remember that song, In the Afterlife? I believe that song was underrated. That was an underrated hit for, I want to say, the Dan Band? No, I want to say Cherry Zippin' Squirrel Nut Zippers? Squirrel Nut Zippers, final answer.
I always believed in the afterlife in that I would tell my pets that it exists. But I think that was more of like a comfort for them and less of me, you know, really believing in it.
Oh, shit.
But I'm not surprised.
Who's going to walk spaghetti?
Oh, God. I'm assuming God.
Okay.
Well, if no one walks spaghetti, spaghetti will be here soon, so.
Spaghetti is currently throwing a party. A celebratory party. Huh. I won't tell you what it's about, but it's because a certain someone isn't around anymore.
I've been to her parties, and they suck.
Hey, Kale.
They are boring.
Kale, we've answered a bunch of your questions. Do you mind if we don't call our wives, they're going to hand us our ass. So do you mind if we just make a quick call to our wives? Just to let them know that we're okay?
Hey, they're okay.
Oh.
They're both dating again.
Oh.
Oh.
That's, well, how long ago did we die?
Hey, at least Neil Peart's not
25
alive.
Minutes?
My one request is don't go to Peart. Don't go to Peart. Let your next one not be Peart.
And my one request is Afterlife by Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Perfect time to ask this question. What's the best song with the word heaven in it?
Ooh. Heaven. Hmm.
Hey, here's a question. Does the song Hallelujah ever say the word heaven? Please the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the major, fall, the minor, the lift.
This happens every time.
Composing Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Oh, I guess mine would be, what's that Cure song where it's like,
you sing Teletubbies again?
Teletubbies.
That one, the Cure song.
Heaven is a Half Pipe. That's mine.
Mm. Is that Weezer?
No, but it's one of those bands that was like Weezer, Ween, Weedus, Weeble. It was one of those Wee
bands.
Was
Weeble. Don't Google Weeble. It. If I asked for $5, would you give it to me?
Do I have it?
Caleb, yes. No. St. Peter, yes.
I'm St. Peter right now, so.
Then, yeah.
Reaches out hand.
Here's my question. Can you use money in heaven?
Oh, I don't. Yeah. I'm naked. I don't have
You
my
can
pants.
Use money in heaven?
Yeah, but it's sort of like a joke. It's like sort of how kids play with money.
I do love jokes. I would say we give it the office.
What's that mean?
Well, when someone asks you if you would like to give them some money and then you say, we give it the office, it's kind of a fuck you, I'm not going to give you any money. But in a way that makes it seem like you've just given someone else the money.
I thought hearing yourself explain it would make you self-aware about it, but you're still nodding and smiling.
No, it's a great thing to say.
I gotta say, looking through the gates, it really sucks to see a ton of Salvation Army Santas in there with their big kettles.
Yeah, why wouldn't they be?
No reason, if they got in on their own accord. Never mind.
They aced the tests. That's what they all have in common. They
cheaters.
Every
they
question right. Which Disney princess do you think is the hottest? This question is a trap, by the way.
Jasmine, hands down.
Let's see. What's the little Pixar lamp? Is that a princess or is that what?
Yeah, we get that all the time.
The Pixar lamp is a pillow princess.
And yes, you can fuck lamps in heaven.
Yes!
I got a big news flash for you. You can fuck lamps on Earth.
I gotta say, every time that lamp stomps on a ball, I'm just like, yes, please, daddy.
Stop
on
lamp.
Me next.
You're gonna kill
him. Oh, no. Have you ever stolen anything?
Yeah.
Your heart, wink. Nudge, Caleb.
Hey, man, I got to be honest with you, Adel. Caleb ain't worth it. Yeah.
What?
You're not.
Yeah, I guess
Caleb's
also
catch.
Wearing a
I went
ring.
To therapy right before this shift, and my new mantra is, I am worth it, okay? And you're telling me that I'm not worth it? Do you know how hard it is to do this job? It's devastating. I have to turn people away from heaven all the time.
Jesus.
Okay,
Caleb.
Well, but give me an example of the type of person you have to turn away, because I honestly think that could be pretty satisfying. To turn like a real jerk away from heaven.
Guys with beards. In their 30s.
Okay. Caleb.
Yes.
And 40.
Oh.
He had 40? So he just hit the cutoff.
Yeah. Have you ever lit something on fire that wasn't supposed to be on fire?
Everything's supposed to be on fire.
Oh, God.
I guess like a nice candle.
I don't think I've ever...
I have candles that I save, kind of like Paul Giamatti never... saves that bottle of wine mm-hmm. in Sideways. That's like some candles for me.
I've never burnt something with malicious intent.
Mm. Malicious was Charlize Theron?
Malicious is the one with the head and the back of the hair, right? They like part the hair and you can see the yeah, head. I never saw it.
They keep playing Pixies Where's My Mind, but it's like a weird 80s synth version.
JPC, it says here you set several dozen ice cream parlors in Indiana on fire. What was the reason for that?
Here's the thing. How could an ice cream parlor burn? Like, if what it is selling is truly gold, it shouldn't be able to burn. Am I wrong?
Also, Your Honor, those were Dairy Queens, and by advertisement, Hot Eats Cool Treats.
Oh, I would like to change my vote from the Pixar lamp to the Dairy Queen.
She's not a princess. She's a queen.
It's
Look,
too
all
late.
All I know is I deleted her in a bar, and it was one of the greatest nights of my life.
Have you ever gotten drunk and convinced a friend you were good at giving haircuts?
JPC, last night when I was sliding out the window, did I mention anything about haircuts?
Why don't you look at my haircut and tell me, asshole? Okay. You were so confident. How could I say no?
Okay, 3 buzzes down the middle, sides completely shaved, real long in the back. I think it looks good.
Just because you gave me exactly what I asked for doesn't mean you're good at haircuts.
These next few questions are about how you died, but you guys sussed that out pretty quickly. How'd you die, Caleb?
Or were you never born?
No, I see there's a big iron mark on your face. Did you get hit in the face by an iron?
That happened when I was a ghost. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, God.
But thank you for asking. It's really sweet that someone cares. My therapist.
It's sweet that someone noticed the big mark on your face. That's sweet to you.
Never mind. Forget it. What did you dedicate your life to? Elaborate.
What did we dedicate our lives to? Elaborate.
To be clear, I thought I had like another 35, 40, 50 years. So it's like I was just getting to the dedication part.
Yeah.
I
dedicated my life to, I guess, ultimately owning more books than anyone I know and never getting rid of them.
Okay. Never getting rid of them. And JPC, you had plenty of time to think of your answer?
Yeah, I guess I would say one of the main things that I dedicated my life to was when someone used the prefix pre, I would then say whatever they said pre can still get you pregnant.
High five.
Yeah, we get that a lot. Use three words to describe yourself.
3 words?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, easy. John,
pre-com podcaster.
Wow, there are so many words in the English language, and you chose those 3.
Can we... is there a chance to phone a friend?
Sure.
Can we... I think we want to call our friend and co-host, Erin Keefe. Can you locate her? Erin,
she's not available at this time.
Really? Ooh, shit.
That seems to be hell, right? I mean, the only place heaven couldn't call is probably hell.
JPC, have you described yourself in 3 words?
I said it first. I said John Patrick Cohen.
Oh. I'm going to write loser next to that. JPC.
Can you write that next to mine as well?
Doesn't even rhyme.
Loser, all caps, extra R's.
God's going to see that and he's going to be like, what? This doesn't even rhyme.
Were you ever in an a cappella group at an Ivy League college and then talked about it too much?
No.
If this is the case, you're only qualified to be a Saint Peter.
Oh.
Caleb, self-own.
Caleb, can I be honest? We can see the clipboard. I see that is the first question on the clipboard and you've been like, circling it and underlining it and like backing away from it and coming back to it. I'm sorry. We're sorry that happened to you, man. No. We didn't go to Ivy Leagues. Neither of us did.
JPC, watch this. He's not going to be able to resist. Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum Mr. Sandman bum 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 drink me a drink but it's cute as it
was. Oh, he's getting up on the desk.
Fuck, I'm wearing my tie and blazer all of a sudden. It made me feel alive. Whatever.
Caleb, I mean, there were lots of little traps and tricks and tests while I was on Earth, but the Ivy League a cappella group, that was the one that I was like, no, that lands you in hell. I knew that one.
All right, let's see.
I bet his group was called the Acapellas.
Mm-hmm. Tribal in Paradise. Yeah.
Casey, just stand right here. Set you up. Were you nice to this man?
Casey, buddy, when did you die?
They're not supposed to talk to me because I'm a celebrity, so I'm not sure what to do here.
Yeah, I know that. He actually isn't dead, but he came up here just for this moment. He's going right back to Earth after this.
And friends with Jesus.
Wow.
He's friends with Jesus.
You're friends with Jesus?
Yeah, we went to college together. We're in Acapella.
Yeah, we think it's projection, the whole St. Peter. It's sort of like Jesus is ashamed of himself.
Jesus went to college in Ohio? Okay.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense. Mm. Kind of the modern day Jerusalem.
Was I nice to this man? Here, this goes back to context, because I was nice to him in a way that I would like always put him down, but it was like in a funny tone.
I would always rather be kind than nice, and I was neither to this man.
Casey, can you confirm, were these men nice to you?
Well, Neil Peart is shaking his head. So
Neil.
That's all you need to know.
Neil.
Casey, before you answer, remember, you, me, and JPC all went to go see Fast and the Furious 9 in 4DX and had a really good time.
That's true. Oh, Howard Dean. He's looking over the fence to heaven, and he is not pleased. So I plead the fifth.
That is a vulture with Howard Dean's face standing on top of the gates of heaven.
That's what he always looked like.
Oh. Yeah, that's what he got to go back to his truest form. All right, Casey, you can take the slide back to Earth. Have fun, buddy.
Whee!
He's going to land right on
top. Oh, God, the drummer for Rush!
All right, just two more questions.
Also, is heaven like, I don't know, 22 feet above Earth? Because that was a short slide.
Yeah. Or was it a really fast slide?
But I can still hear Casey, so surely it's 22 feet.
Do you deserve to be here?
And we get to answer for each other? No.
No.
Sorry, buddy, but no.
You know, we both suck.
But doesn't that make us humble, though, huh?
Yes. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Shit, it's earth, not heaven.
Earth,
never mind.
Man, I don't want that.
Never mind.
Here's your last chance to repent and absolve yourself of all sins. So if you
want to
all of your sins out of your body, you can both talk at the same time. And once they
repent,
are out of you.
Repent, conciliate you pregnant. It's not quite the same.
Wait, did you say it's the purge?
No. Where did you get that chainsaw? Give me that.
Die, Neil Peart.
Come here. No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So just say all the bad things you ever did out loud. You have 60 seconds starting now.
One time I
did masturbation.
Slapped a rat in the face. I took a look at my neighbor's yard
and I said, woo, now that is a patch of grass.
I stole cargo shorts from Pacific Sunwear.
I embezzled a lot of money from my podcast business. I took
they didn't fit right.
The Lord's name in vain.
Just weirdly
I took the Lord's name in envy.
Right in the
I took the Lord's name in wrath, greed,
I combined
sloth.
Peanut and plain M&Ms in a bowl.
Oh, I was one of the guys who
Skittles
would stand
and
on the street and catcall cats.
Eight Kit Kat bars by just biting into all four at once, not separating them.
But over-the-counter drugs only, like vitamins and stuff.
Sometimes I would kiss my presents Christmas Eve.
Was the only person in my high school class who showed up to graduation naked, even though I thought we'd all be doing it.
I once told Erin Keefe,
if I ever got in trouble,
I would say,
I didn't do that.
She spilled soup on my feet.
Make a big smile on my face.
I enjoyed Family Matters.
I fucked with everybody's pancakes. I'd go to a restaurant and I'd see people's pancakes come out and I would fuck with their pancakes.
Like a Waffle House.
I mean, I would really fuck with people's pancakes. No, don't eat a pancake if I'm even to the city.
Any pancake I saw, I would
honestly,
put my finger in it. I would
the stuff I would do to pancakes.
Metal. The pancake, anybody
dough
who ate a pancake
on my whole arm,
with,
and then just, people would be like, is this a little piece of hair in the dough of the pancakes? And yeah, it was.
Was that 60 seconds?
That's probably it.
Holy shit.
Caleb, language.
Language, Caleb.
Sorry, but wow, wow, wow. That was hard to listen to.
What are most people's lists? Just like,
yeah, what are most people's
one thing and then 55 seconds of silence?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, man. I thought about doing that.
Let me see. I'm just sending. It's awesome. This used to be
our playground.
Sort of like we would have to like fill out paperwork and you'd have to wait around here for like a couple years.
Yeah.
But now we just plug it into the iPad, send it to God, and just 10 seconds and we'll see whether or not you're approved or not. If you are not, you will be immediately sucked down to hell. It's awful.
You had me at sucked down, Caleb.
Sucked down.
JBC, unless
look,
it's
Dick Van Dyke just showed up at the back of the line.
Oh my
hey,
god!
Dick.
Oh no!
Probably tripped over an ottoman.
Yeah,
that's so
fucking
sad.
Clumsy Dick Van Dyke.
He's not clumsy. He's a dancer. All
what?
Right, and wait,
his
this can't
parents
be right.
Lived next to my grandparents.
Huh.
Tap tap tap.
Yeah.
Tapping.
Is
the
he
screen.
An Indiana boy?
I don't know.
Dick, come on. Can we have him cut the line? Dick, come on up here.
Shaking iPad. Wait, hold on. What the hell?
I don't know if they do dick cuts here because I don't really see a lot of Jewish
circumcised
people in line.
Very it says here that you both qualify to walk into heaven. You made it. Congratulations,
wait
JPC and Adol.
Specifically says walk into
does it
heaven?
Say walk into heaven?
Yeah,
does
well,
we both walk
like
in?
A thousand
as
miles
you can see, there's
something?
Like a little pool sign that says no running. Heaven looks sort of slippery. You made it. Congratulations. I have no
JPC.
Idea how you did.
JPC, watch this. Yeah. Thanks so much, Caleb. Oh, I slipped.
I saw him slip.
My back. Oh,
that's a lawsuit.
Oh,
there's
that's
no
a
lawyers
lawsuit.
In heaven. There's
gonna,
no lawyers in
even
heaven.
Better.
No
he's
gonna court.
Himself.
I'm going to own this place.
No money. What are you talking? Remember, money.
You
just
said
for
there
fun
was
here.
Money.
For fun.
I'm going to have fun. Okay. Okay.
And
thank
slams
you.
Gate.
Hey. And Caleb. Do you have like a QR code or something? Can we leave a referral?
Yeah, is there
like
a review?
Can we do a review?
You're going to leave me a terrible review
door?
If I tell
no,
you how to do
no.
that.
No! Why would I ask to just leave you a terrible review, Caleb?
Because you're bad
you a
people.
One-star review, Caleb.
I wasn't going to give you a one-star review that just says one-star kidnapper. I wasn't going to do that to you, Caleb.
Your tour guide, Janine, is going to swing by any second. If you want a tour, great. If you don't, you can send her on your way.
If it's Garofalo, I'm doing the tour.
In. Big in. She's so in. Sardonic.
She's not a celebrity. It's just a woman named Janine.
Oh. Okay, Janine Garofalo is a celebrity. You got a fucked up sense of what a celebrity
that sucks.
Is, Caleb.
No, I'm saying your tour guide.
She started the alt comedy scene in the 90s.
Is a woman named Janine. She was also in an a cappella group in college. So that's sort of, if you see an employee
it.
Here, assume we were in an a cappella group and talked about it too much.
Sure.
And here's my card. Please leave a good review if you enjoyed my services as St. Peter.
Slips Caleb $5, and that's for you.
Oh, thank yeah, you.
You're very welcome.
You're not as bad
job.
As I thought. There's gum on this.
It's not my gum, though. It's found gum.
Just get in there,
you
slams.
Probably, Caleb,
gate.
You probably miss Earth Gum. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, what a piece of shit. Definitely giving a one-star kidnapper review as soon as I get near a computer in heaven.
I wish I wouldn't have fake slipped because I really hurt my back.
You went down
you feel
hard.
Pain up here.
Hi, my name's Janine, and I'm a heaven tour guide. Can I show you around, or would you like to sort of explore by yourself?
Do we give our bags to you, or who takes our bags? And is that...
Can
well,
you
has the heaven bellhop
to,
not showed up?
The Book of Mormon?
Can I get you to... No. Unfortunately, we don't get priority Broadway show tickets up here. You'd think.
Serious?
That sucks. Yeah, I mean, I just got here. I'm obviously, we died today. We are tired AF.
And boy,
tired
our arms
AF.
Tired.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we wouldn't mind maybe showing us around, book a spa thing if there's something available.
Oh, yeah, the
50
spa.
50 minutes, 90 minutes, doesn't
is
matter.
Right to our right, all the amenities, hot tub, pool, sauna,
is
steam room,
here
massage.
Good? Because typically, you know, I lived in the Midwest, and they always say don't order seafood if you live in the Midwest. So I don't know, Heaven, in terms of like close to any bodies of water, is shrimp.
Yeah, Heaven, not by an ocean. So we have to ship everything in, mostly like Maine, lobsters, oysters, stuff like that. We get some stuff from Washington State. So same as Earth, but like, you know. But the spa is to your right. Manicures, pedicures, massage. Hey, guys. You're in Heaven, too. I can't believe you made it. It's me, Aaron, from the podcast.
Oh, my God, Aaron.
I'm getting the pedicure.
When did you die?
Don't tell me. Aaron, Kim, it's on the tip of my tongue, and don't tell me. Kiki.
It's been like 2 hours.
For you?
For you, too, I think.
Yeah, I know.
It's been like 1 hour 55 for us.
Yeah.
I died when we were at that hotel.
That makes sense. That's where Adele and I died.
Mm-hmm. I got drunk and I said, Adele, I'll be able to beat you out the slide from the window. And I went immediately.
Aww.
I died first.
Aaron,
who'd you land on? What Canadian musician did you land on?
You'll never believe it. I landed on the bassist from Rush.
I thought you were going to say the bassist from Bare Naked Ladies, but Rush is...
I mean, it would make sense if Pert was walking with, and we all know his name, the bassist from Rush.
Okay, that's got to be, I want to say Tom Sawyer.
I think that's a Rush song. Ooh, Aaron, did you get Caleb?
Oh my God, Caleb?
I did. I left him a scathing review. You loved him!
You left him a scathing review. We loved Caleb.
Yeah.
You were so nice to him.
He was so great. He was so kind, generous. He got us in so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I got good news and bad news. Good news is there's
news
a lot
first.
Of really... Oh. Huh.
Well, you already started.
Good news is there's a lot of really hot people here, so that's fun.
Yeah, we saw Howard Dean Vulture.
Yeah, oh my God. I did 2 shots with him the second I got here. What a blast. But wait, here she comes.
Well.
I bet you
didn't think you'd see me in Heaven.
Marlene Dietrich?
No, it's Coco Cashmere.
Oh, okay. Coco.
Hey.
Don't pretend you're happy to see me. I know
you're not.
We
didn't. I just said, hey.
No, yeah. We also confused you for 2 other people first.
If you think somebody's saying, hey, Coco, it means they're happy to see you, you've been living a lie.
Shush. You better be nice to me here, because I'm God's secretary, and I decide who gets in to see him.
Oh, JPC, do we need to see God? I mean, I didn't believe in the guy.
I mean, I'd love to look upon his face just the once. I'd love for him to meet me, honestly. I think he's probably going to be wanting to do that.
Y'all, you have to go meet God. You're going to die.
You've met God?
Oh my God, I immediately... You two especially will die. What?
You two?
Oh no, you two is not here. Oh no,
because
no, no,
of the
no,
album,
no.
Because of the album automatically going on iPods?
Immediate, yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
I still have that on my... I mean, there has to be a way to get it off in this day and age, right?
There's no
way. It just stays forever?
Yeah.
God said that was as bad as fascism, so pretty wild.
Actually, I do... Coco, I'm so sorry. I actually do want to see God because he, she, they would know if the word heaven is said in the song Hallelujah, and it's killing me that I don't have a phone to look that up because I'm naked and I don't have my phone on me.
I have my phone on me. Give me 1 second. I will look.
You have your phone on you? Oh, it's because we were naked, Adele.
Oh my God! God damn it! I turned the phone off. The phone is off.
Red?
No,
it's airplane mode. You could mess with Heaven's like.
It's
sound
the one with, like, the baby on the cover. I don't know.
iPhone Red is the iPhone, or iPod Red was the
I think
iPod
you're thinking of Taylor Bay. Swift had an album called Red.
No, I know that.
Geddy
for
Lee.
Sure.
Aaron, you killed Geddy Lee.
Oh.
The general?
Sad.
Yes.
Y'all?
The general Geddy Lee.
Go meet. Y'all,
Coco,
can we get in?
Can we get in?
Yeah, okay, but you gotta say something nice to me first.
I'm good.
You're taller than I remember.
I'll go to hell. Caleb, take me to hell.
It's too late to go to hell. You're stuck in heaven now. All right. I'm taller than you remember,
And you said I'd rather go to hell.
That sounds like it
could be nice. Ugh, fine.
I'll say you're shorter than I forgot.
Well, God has a couple minutes right now if that works for you.
Yeah, we only need a couple.
All right, well, walk up this way. And just to warn you...
All this walking.
He's a Jack Russell Terrier. Opens door.
Fuck, JPC. God is Wishbone?
Hello, and welcome to heaven. I'm Wishbone, and reading is important.
You should be in hell.
No, I'm in heaven. After I died, after I wrapped my very popular PBS TV show, I went to heaven and I became God. Because that's where I was before I started my TV show. I just came to Earth to say hello.
What a confusing way to put that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wishbone, do you ever... Are you like
us? In the middle.
Are you like us where sometimes when you see PBS written, you just think pubes? And then you have to do a double take and say, oh, no, I saw what I wanted to see.
Ha ha, Adel. Puts paw on you. You're as funny as ever, pal. Keep up the good work with those funny jokes. And thank you for buying so many books. You didn't read them, but you bought them.
Which pretty cool. Smart.
Wishbone, I have a question for you.
Yes?
Do you know Scooby-Doo?
Well, I did for a minute, but he's in hell.
No! Scooby's in hell?
Yeah.
Because of the
Velma
reboot?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Air Bud's here. Who else? Other
Golden
Marley?
Retriever or Golden Receiver?
Both.
Okay.
Bob Marley's here?
No. Yes. But Marley from Marley and Me.
Owen Wilson?
Most fictional dogs are here, and I'm Wishbone, God. And I'm sorry I didn't tell the story to your liking, but stories don't always have to start at the start. You can start in the middle, you can start at the end, and then show us how we got there. You should have read more on Earth, JPC, and you'd know that about storytelling.
I saw a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies, so I kind of got the gist of how non-linear storytelling works.
Oh, you said
also really into feet.
Yeah, you said most fictional dogs are here. Are the Reservoir Dogs here?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Pink.
No. No.
None of them?
No.
But they all died in that movie, I think.
Spoilers! Puts little puppy paws up to ears.
Come on, Wishbone. You're not old enough to see that movie anyway, right?
Yeah, well.
Wishbone, I have a question.
Yeah, you can ask me a couple questions. Anything you want to know about the universe or human existence.
Hey, my question is, and that's pretty simple. Was it worth it, you son of a bitch?
What?
Oh, we were all just laughing, and I didn't hear you laughing.
I'm outside the door.
Sorry.
Okay.
I love you.
Okay.
Say it back.
Thank you.
Wishbone, I have another question.
Sure.
If we wanted to get a St. Peter fired, how would we go about kind of initiating that process? Because you
Caleb?
Have a... Yeah. It's Caleb. Yeah, you got a real bad egg on the staff.
I guess there's only two, but Caleb sucks.
I got a scathing review like 20 minutes ago. From someone about Caleb.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it on
I'll look into
advisor?
It. Yeah, I'll look into it. Can I tell you two something?
You can tell us anything, Wishbone.
Huh, hold on. I need to think about this.
Oh, I'm
God
sorry. I was speaking for
Adel.
Asking
me permission. Okay, never mind.
No one is perfect. Not even God. And sometimes God... get so angry and bitter and frustrated that two dumb clowns believed that Wishbone, a dog that was passionate about reading and classic literature, would go to hell, and decided that he would take the first opportunity he could to trick them into thinking they got into heaven, when really they would never get into heaven.
Oh, God!
Do you think what's up?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No.
Please continue.
No, please.
Was I talking?
No.
Who talked? God, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. Do you mind if I get a selfie? People are never going to believe. People are never going to just get in here. Close. Adel, get in here. Get in here. Get
okay,
in here.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, JPC, turn
God
that off.
God damn it. How?
Turn that off.
How did it fucking... How does it keep happening? I was
pull
in the camera.
Lever
app.
To hell?
It's everywhere.
Wait. Wishbone, before you pull that lever, can I give a rebuttal? people of the court, if it pleases you, I hope it does. Wishbone, you didn't just enjoy reading and celebrate literacy. You tried to put yourself at the center of every single
pulls lever.
Story.
Wow, was hell close, or was that just a really fast slide?
Fast slide.
I think it's fast slide.
I got a fast slide.
Hi, my name is Caleb Easton, and welcome to the Gates of Hell. Congratulations on making it to hell. Well, almost. We have a few routine questions. What the fuck? How'd you guys get down here?
If we flunk this test, we don't get into hell. JPC, let's try and flunk this.
Well, hold on. I think Caleb's probably going to get mad because it sounds like we maybe got him fired.
You got me fired.
Yeah.
Well, you got yourself fired. We just noticed how awful you are.
I thought it was going to be one of those things where your name was like Caleb Weston. And like, you know, Easton, like that's your like cousin. It's the same guy. You can tell because of the crow's feet and the big bar on the face.
Let's begin. What's the worst thing you've ever done? Brag about it.
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.